Shalom v'racha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Peleoids, share number 44, Avos Reim. Sor meira midibur ra ala acher. We're discussing the alech sani l'chavich le'savid, what you don't want someone to do to you, don't do to someone else. And there are different categories that the Peleoids explains now. How do we apply this? V'tzarich losor meira midibur v'maisa. We have to losur mira, leave, move away from the evil path, bedibur and v'maisa, with speech and with action. What does it mean, bedibur? Da'alech sani l'chavrich lo'yisavid. What you don't want someone to speak about you in a certain way, that don't speak to someone else. Don't speak about someone else in that way. You don't want someone saying negative things about you to other people, or you don't want someone saying negative things to you, to your face. So if that's the case, you should not say negative things to others about this person, and don't say negative things to him. Tzarich lizor lishomer min ledaber el chaveroi oy al chaveroi shum dibur she'en roitze she'idaber loy olav. You have to be careful, like we just explained, not to say negative things about someone or negative things to someone. Sounds obvious, right? If in the media they would follow this approach, they'd go bankrupt. They'd go bankrupt. And that's why it's so important to avoid the news about these things, because whenever a little schmutz comes out on anybody, that's their title, that's their topic. What is a yid trying to do? Something doesn't sound, it's just, okay, you don't have to publicize it. You don't have to publicize it. Make someone did something wrong. Obviously, if it's the mitzvah to publicize it, the mitzvah farm, we're not discussing that. By then, they grab onto it, they publicize it, and then they make the millions. Tzarich lizor lishomer miladaber el chaveroi oy al chaveroi shum dibur shein aroitze shidar v'loy oy alov. V'zeh nichol, this includes Lashon Hara and Einos Devarim and many other different topics. Sur meira mi maise ra l'acher. There's also a sur meira. Don't do something evil, wrong to someone else, an action. B'maisa. Shloi lahazik b'chaveroi. Don't harm your friend, harm the other person. Oy ligrom loy shum nezik. Don't cause him any damage. Kod loy nicholei sheyasu loy. Whatever you don't want someone to do to you, don't do to someone else. V'tzorich lahamik b'zeh. Ki rabba batoyus hayetzahara. And the person has to really understand what this means, because the Yetzahara has many tricks up his sleeve how to cause harm to someone else. You know, it's the summertime. Summertime's approaching. That means school is going to be over, which means camps are starting. Many times, people start these backyard camps. And if there is a child that is excluded, and the family is not informed, and all of a sudden, before you know it, did you hear about the slots are full? I can't believe the slots are full already. He's like, what are you talking about? We were in carpool together. You know that my daughter needs a slot, just like your daughter needs a slot. We drive carpool to school together. How could you not tell me about this? Oh, you know, it just happened so fast. This is, would you want someone, now you're going to scramble, there are not enough girls? I'll just give an example. These things do happen, unfortunately. Someone said quietly over here, exactly. Okay, would you want someone to say this to you? That's exactly what he's talking about. Avos Reim means love the fellow Yid. Love the other person. Have them in mind. V'yoyse tzarech lizar b'mokim sheish chesaron kis. even more so. When there's a financial loss, a person has to be careful not to cause tsar to the next person. When it comes to money, there's a specific yetzer hara that is the biggest lamdin in the world. And he's a baki in Simen Kuf Yud in Yerideya. You know what Simen Kuf Yud in Yerideya is? That's the halacha of the Svek Sveka. Well, double doubt is mutter. So it's if it's mutter like this, it's the Rabbanan. And this Yitzhahara is such a lamdan. And he tells you all the reasons why it's allowed. Well, he owes you this and this. We have to be very careful when it comes to money, not to be makil and lenient on someone else's account. Tells us, you want to know how to define what type of person someone is? One way the Gemara tells us is bekas when he gets angry. Another way it tells us bekais when he drinks. How does he act when he gets angry? People get angry. How does he act? How does he act when he drinks? How does he act when it comes to money? Ashrei ish yereyes Hashem. Fortunate is the man who is God-fearing. Ve'oyev es Hashem v'chol mo'odoy. And he loves Hashem with all of his resources, all of his money. Lo yite acherei habotza, and he does not go after the money.